Nehemiah chapter 4, verse number 1. We'll read, as we did this morning, the first six verses. And we'll bring our emphasis again back out of verse number 2. And we'll share some things that that the Lord has helped us with to give to you. And the Bible says, "But it came to pass, heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth, and took great indignation, and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria, and said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him." And that's the way the devil always operates. He works in partners, and God likes to send them out two by two. Well, the devil likes to have that as well. And Tobiah, of course, is the sidekick for Sanballat. And Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, "Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised." Nehemiah's praying again. Nehemiah prayed often. "Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." Amen. You may be seated. I was thought about maybe reading on a few more verses that we may look at tonight. But I'm interested this evening in chapter number 4, as we shared with you this morning, verse number 2, the last ridicule statement that Sanballat had made was, "Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?" And we have revival coming up for as a meeting. I hope we have revival, a real reviving taking place long before that and long after that, that we'd have a reviving. Amen. And so they asked the question about, will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish? And those two words I mentioned this morning got my attention. The word revive and the word rubbish. And so with that in mind, we're trying to just try to share God's heart and our heart and the scriptures on the subject of rubbish or revival. You can't have both. God is not pleased with us thinking that we can have both. If you have rubbish, then you don't have the revived stones. Amen. You've got to deal with the rubbish. There's no other way around it. And the word rubbish is just simply a word, and we'll look at it a little more in depth tonight in a couple of places. But it deals with, it literally means dust. In fact, it's translated dust several times. Of course, you can think of several negative things to say about dust. I don't know of one positive thing to say about dust. It's absolutely a nuisance, and it's of no benefit, and it's of no value, and I've never met a person yet that likes dust. Is there anybody here? I said that prophetically. Maybe there's somebody here that likes dust. You look on your tables in your house, and it's about a half inch deep, and you think, you know what, I just like that. I think that's attractive. Nobody likes dust. Why? It's a nuisance. It's of no benefit, and that's what rubbish is. Rubbish, we ought to treat rubbish that way. Just like we look at dust, We ought to look at rubbish that way. It's a nuisance. It's of no value. It's of no benefit. And nobody likes it, especially God. And so we're dealing with rubbish or revival. And so let's look at that if we could. I'm just going to share with you a few things the Lord spoke to my heart about, even some of this afternoon. One of the things that I'm going to share with you, Miss June pointed out to me at the end of the service. I read chapter 4, verse 10, but she said, "Did you read the next verse?" And I said, "No, I haven't read it yet, but I will," especially when she mentioned what was in it. I said, "Oh, yeah, we'll definitely look at that." And so I want to focus our attention mainly tonight. I know this morning I kind of introduced it, and I dealt with reviving of the stones and the rubbish, kind of back and forth, just comparing and contrasting and just looking at that. But I want to kind of focus my attention tonight just pretty much on the rubbish aspect. I know I did that a little bit this morning, but I want to point out some things about the rubbish. And I have six of them here, but I don't know that I'll deal with all six of them tonight. But we'll just start. And the first one I kindly dealt with this morning somewhat, but I want to put it as a point so you can write it down. Number one, rubbish hides the unrevived stones of our life. Rubbish hides the unrevived stones in our life. Okay? And I thought about this while the choir was even singing. Which of the two is most visible and noticeable in your life? The rubbish or the stones? The rubbish is the negative. The rubbish, and I'll deal with that in a minute, but the rubbish is a negative and the stones are a positive. The rubbish is good for nothing. Stones were used for building the wall, rebuilding the wall. Amen, which would be used for protection. Amen, as it was around the city. And the devil always has been for tearing down the walls. He wants to tear down the walls of your life so that you would be an open and easy accessible target for the enemy. Amen. But when the enemy has the obstruction of these stones to have to deal with, they don't like that. And so just simply put today, and I dealt with that this morning, how that these stones, according to what Sanballat said in verse number 2, these stones were hid in the rubbish. Will they revive these stones, here's two key words, out of the heaps of the rubbish. I believe the heaps of the rubbish identified the fact that it was probably deep. And it was deep enough to hide the stones. So the first thing to write down about rubbish is that it hides the unrevived stones of our life. Those areas of your life that is not revived is hid by the rubbish. And you'll see more of an application of that as we move on. Number two, I knew I was going to be short on that one because I dealt with that a good bit this morning. Number two, rubbish, oh my, I hope we get this. Rubbish is suitable to us and is tolerated by us because that is what we are made of. I want to say it again and I'm going to reference that with a scripture. Rubbish is suitable for us. It's not going to be, listen, you're not naturally going to take a stand against the rubbish in your life. You're not going to naturally hate it. It's suitable to you for your life to have rubbish in it. It's suitable. Why? Because that's what you're made of. And the scripture for that is in Genesis 2 and verse number 7. You can turn there. Most of you know that verse. The Bible said in that verse, Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man. Here comes the same word, the same Hebrew word that is translated rubbish in our text. It's translated in Genesis 2:7 as dust. God formed man of the dust. Or could I use the Nehemiah word? God formed man of the rubbish of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That's why we don't like preaching on it. That's why I don't like preaching on it. I don't like to hear preaching on rubbish because that's what I'm made of. My flesh likes it. My flesh don't like those stones. My flesh likes the dirt. My flesh likes that. Your flesh likes that. If your flesh is in the driver's seat of your life and of your spiritual life, you, listen, it will choose rubbish over those spiritual stones every time. And keep in mind, these stones in chapter 4, verse 2 of Nehemiah had been laying in that rubbish for over 70 years. 70 years, nobody done nothing. Why? They tolerated it because that's what they were made of. They allowed it. It was suitable to them because it matched what they were. Oh boy. Can I make a spiritual application right there? You and I both will allow things in our life that matches what we are. That's pretty good, I thought, Brother Fultz. Amen. All right. So the second thing is rubbish is suitable to us and is tolerated because that's what we are. It's what we're made of. Well, that got big to me as I thought about it. Rubbish being what we're made of agrees with our earthly life. We're made from the earth. We're made from the dust. We're made from the rubbish. And since we're made from it, that's why we tolerate rubbish in our life, because it agrees with our earthly life. It agrees with our earthly life. Well, I may get done with these. Y'all are getting them pretty good, I guess. Hope. Number three, not only is rubbish, I may be able to reach my first 30-minute message tonight. Rubbish hides the unrevived stones from in our life. And that's not pleasing to God. So, number two, rubbish is suitable to us and is tolerated by us because it matches what we're made of. Rubbish left alone and tolerated will never be nothing but rubbish. It's rubbish today, it'll be rubbish tomorrow, rubbish next year. Rubbish left alone, and like I said, this in our text had already been laying on the ground in heaps for over 70 years. The stones didn't change. Those stones don't decay. Stones don't rot. So those stones that once stood monumental around the city of Jerusalem are still there, and they're still called stones. But the issue was that 70 years of dust and rubbish had piled up and hid those stones. What's hid in your life? Boy, if you let the flesh, I'll tell you what the flesh will do. The flesh, listen, don't like the stones, the spiritual stones. And boy, there's a lot of great applications there that we may address if the Lord leads us to deal with the positive side of the reviving of the stones aspect, which surely He will, wouldn't you think? Would He want me to just deal with the rubbish and not deal with the reviving of the stones? I mean, I don't have none of that studied out, but I'm sure somewhere down through there God's going to give us something on it, wouldn't you think? I'm hoping so. I hope this is not all rubbish preaching. Lord God, help us, preacher. Get us on the stones. Let's build the wall, praise God. Hey, man, let's have some victory. Amen. Get us out of the dirt pile, preacher. We're in the rubbish. We're out there in the rubbish now. But you got to deal with the rubbish before you can have revival. Amen. And I like this statement. Lord, give it to me. I believe it was yesterday. The state of rubbish is not the final state. Amen. Don't look around in your life and see a lot of rubbish and dust and dirt and nasty. All that in your life. Don't look around in your life and think, oh Lord, I'll never be no more than this. I'm just going to be a rubbish Christian, a rubbish church member. No, that's not the final state. Why? Because you can revive the stones out of the rubbish. Praise God. Good can come out of that. Well, all right. So we've noticed rubbish hides the unrevived stones in our life that God does want made visible. Rubbish, number two, is suitable to us and is tolerated by us because rubbish is made, or we are made of the same thing. From the dust we're made. Number three, write it down. Well, this is good. I saw this evening, in fact. Rubbish and the stones reveals our two natures. I'd never seen that before, Brother Mark. The rubbish is, we're made from the dust of the ground, and dust is translated rubbish in Nehemiah 4. So I can say clearly that rubbish is a type of the old earthly nature, the old dusty nature, if I could say so. Whereas the stones... And there's scriptures that lets us know that we are lively stones, that we are spiritual stones. And we may look at that later on, but it reveals the two natures. The rubbish is our human, earthly, from the earth nature. And the stones are our spiritual or divine nature. And every saved person has two natures. In fact, if you don't have two natures, then you're not saved. Amen? If you don't have a flesh nature and a spiritual nature, or a divine nature, as Peter calls it, then you're not saved. People that are lost don't have any struggles at being lost because that's the only nature they have. They don't have no problem dealing with sin in their life because that's the only nature they've got. It's as natural for a sinner to sin as it is for a dog to bark. Hey man, they're not a dog because they bark. But they bark because they are a dog. Amen. It's normal. And by the way, when you got saved and I got saved, guess what? That old rubbish nature didn't get saved. Oh yeah, that old dirt nature, that old dusty nature, amen, that rubbish nature still likes it. Don't you think for a second your flesh is sanctified? I'm talking about your old flesh nature. Your old flesh nature loves the filth and nasty. It loves everything that matches what it is. It's at home in the rubbish. My old nature is at home in the rubbish. And yours is. And yours is. Are you listening? And if you give your flesh a little leeway and a little liberty, and you give your flesh, amen, just a little slack in the rope, I want to tell you, your flesh will go as deep as you'll let it go in that life of rubbish. Amen. Well, praise God, that's good. And boy, listen to this right here on those two natures. The attack and purpose of the enemy is to break down and bring down the spiritual nature of the stones to be on the same level as the rubbish. I want you to get that. If you don't get nothing else, get that. The enemy tonight, the plot, the plan of the enemy in the attack on those walls at Jerusalem was to bring those the stones that represents the divine nature, the spiritual side, the spiritual life, to bring it down, break it down, and bring it down to where it lays on the same level as the rubbish. Oh, mercy. The devil can't stand it when your old rubbish nature is on ground level, and that's the only level it ever gets. Oh, this is good. You can't build nothing with dust. Amen. That dust, that rubbish level will always be ground level. There, you can't build with it. It'll never build. Amen. It can't be a foundation. It's not. Amen. There's no solidity to it to where you can do anything with it. But I thought this today, man alive. The enemy attacked those walls, those spiritual stones. Brother Mike, and the purpose and plan in the enemy's mind was to break down and bring down that wall of stones to be the same level as the rubbish. And if you need an application on that, we can surely try to help you with it. The devil wants your spiritual life to always be ground level. He don't want you to stand tall. He don't want you to, amen. He wants you to be your spiritual life and your fleshly life to be on the same level. Man, that's good stuff right there. I get that out of a book, praise God. God spoke to my heart about that. Amen, that's right. We need... Listen, what needs to be revived is on the same level of what needs to be removed. The rubbish doesn't need to be revived. The rubbish needs to be removed, but the stones need to be revived, but they're both on the same level. What needs to be revived and what needs to be removed is on the same level. Amen. And I'll tell you this, everybody in here, including me, you know, you got your eye on both of those levels. You know where you're at in relation to both of those levels. Amen. That's right. That which needs to be revived and that which needs to be removed. The enemy, listen at this, the enemy will never do neither one for you. The enemy will never remove the rubbish. Can you see the enemy doing that? Can you see the enemy dealing with you about quitting something and stopping something? Well, he will. He'll deal with you about quitting church and stopping reading your Bible and praying and all those sorts of things. But anyway, the enemy will never do neither one for you. Remove the rubbish or revive the stones. Amen. And by the way, I just thought to tell you, God won't do neither one of them for you. He'll do that through you. He will help you remove the rubbish and deal with the rubbish in your life. God will help you do that. God will help you revive those areas in your life, those stones in your life that needs reviving. But he won't do it for you. Amen. That's right. Listen to this. The enemy desires for both the rubbish and that which needs to be revived to blend and dwell on the same level. And I'm going to tell you, friend, listen. I spend my life preaching. I don't know how many thousands and thousands of times I've preached over 36 years now. I kept up with it when I used to keep the paperback little... calendars. I kept up with it for several years. Everywhere I preached, I would not only tell what I preached, I would say, you know, if anybody got saved or anything, but I'd also number it. But when I got all dignified and went to digital computer calendars, and then I had a desktop that crashed on me, I lost years of calendars, so I don't have no clue where I'm at now of how many times I've preached. You young preachers, you may not be doing that yet, but you ought to start. You ought to start somehow and keep a record in your life. Kind of journal your ministry. Just writing down a few notes here and there. And wouldn't that be something to come to the end of your life if Jesus don't come and you're still alive and stuff? Wouldn't that be something to come down at 70, 80, 90 years old and be able to look at your life and say, man, I've preached 20,000 times or whatever. Wouldn't that be good? I wished I had all that to do over again. I would have. In fact, I still yet today, I'll open my drawer in my desk, my study desk, where I've got those paperback calendars that started back in 81. I like to pull that first one out because that's the one that's on January 20th. I got wrote right there, I got saved. February 2nd, surrender to preach. February the 8th, Sunday night, preached my first message. And I'll flip through and read those things and look at that. But God help us, I went to digital and it's been downhill ever since. So I don't know how many times I preached, and that's not really important. It just, I guess, would be a blessing to me. And I don't even know where I was going with all that thought anyway. I wished I hadn't, I had a good thought right there I was going to give you that went with that, but I've lost it. I lost it somewhere. It's in the rubbish. It's in the rubbish, amen. But the devil wants both to dwell together on the same level. The enemy will never do neither one. I done shared that with you. He will soothe your mind and heart when you are convicted about the rubbish in your life. Listen to this. If all of it's on the same level, the devil will soothe your mind and conscience when you're under conviction about the rubbish in your life by saying, well, look, right there's a stone. Pointing on the same level that you're living on. Well, there's a stone. There's a spiritual stone. At least I'm going to church. You know? At least I still carry a King James Bible. But those stones, what the devil don't want you to focus on is those stones are not where they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be a wall. They're supposed to have a formation to them. They're supposed to be being used. In the rubbish, the stones are not being used. Actually, in the rubbish, when they're on the same level, the stones are of no benefit, no more than the rubbish is of benefit. Well, let me move on. Amen. Y'all ready for the next one? Well, I don't guess y'all are. I didn't hear no amens. I'm going to give it to you anyway. Number four. The fourth thing is rubbish, and this is going to summarize it. Rubbish is the level of the devil. You say, where do you get that at? I got a proof text. In Genesis 3 and verse number 14, the word rubbish again is translated dust. You remember when God was dealing with the serpent. You remember that? And guess what God said? How many knows what God said? Let me just read that. I thought I had it wrote down, but I didn't. Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 14. My goodness, this is good stuff. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, watch this, and dust. Same word, Nehemiah 4:2, as rubbish. And dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. He wasn't talking about dust is going to be your diet. But dust is going to be your level of existence. Brother Mark, so when we have rubbish in our life and we're living on that level, guess what? We're on the same level as the devil. He lives and maneuvers and moves very well in the dust. Y'all see that? The devil as a serpent According to Genesis 3 and verse 14, that's where he maneuvers, that's where he lives, that's where he moves and attacks and bites, and all of that is on the dust level. Well, let's just take it literal. God said, dust you're going to eat. That's you're going to eat dust. Let's take it literal. The devil feeds on your rubbish. The devil feeds on the dust of the earth, which is translated rubbish in our text. Man, that ought to help us have an attitude toward our rubbish. Don't you think? I'm telling you, it ought to cause us, because remember we said this morning, your attitude toward rubbish determines everything about your attitude toward revival. You won't worry about the reviving of the stones if you're okay with the rubbish. All right, number five, write it down. Number five, rubbish, which I did point this one out this morning, so I'm just going to mention it. Seriously, I did cover this morning, but I put it in this list. Rubbish, in chapter 4, verse number 10, rubbish was used as an excuse by God's people for not building, for not working. Remember we read that? Judah said, verse 10, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decay, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. Y'all remember that this morning, how we pointed that out? Sanballat said, called it heaps of the rubbish in verse number 2. That's the enemy talking. Come to verse number 10, God's people saying, and I thought that this evening, made a note of it. We're in trouble when we start saying the same thing that the enemy's saying. The enemy said, be heaps of rubbish, and they're not going to do nothing. If a fox goes up on that wall, it'll crumble down. Well, then Judah said, we can't build. We're not able. We're not able to do that. Why? Because of the much rubbish. Are you saying the same things about some of the areas of your life that the devil is? What about that? Something to think about. Well, anyway, here we go. Rubbish became an excuse. And last, this is the one Miss June pointed out to me. Look at chapter 4, verse 10. I'll read verse 10, and then we'll move right into verse 11. Everybody there, say amen. Verse 10, and Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. Okay? Why did they, let me ask you a question before we look at verse 11. Why did they make the statement? What did they base the statement on, we are not able to build the wall on? What did they make that statement based on? Answer it. Huh? There you go. They based that we are not able to build the wall on that one thing, much rubbish. There's too much to deal with for us to have revival. There's too much to deal with. But look at this, number 6, verse 11. Look at it. And our English teachers in here knows what and is. And connects what has just been said to what's getting ready to be said. Just got through talking in verse 10. We're not able to build. Why? Because of much rubbish. And our adversaries said, they, talking about the Jews, talking about God's people, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them, cause the work to cease. Y'all see it? How many sees that? Before I even tell you what it is, do you see that? They said in verse 10, because of the much rubbish, we can't build the wall. But the adversary says, oh, because of the much rubbish, It will hide our attack. The much rubbish will serve as a hiding of our advancement. I'd never seen that before. Our adversary said, they will not know. They'll not be able to see till we come in the midst of them and slay them and cause the work to cease. Sister Moles, what was it saying? What was they hiding behind? What was there that caused them to be able to say, Brother Brad, the enemy would to say, they're not going to know. And they're not going to see. What was it? I believe there was so much rubbish over 70 years, and those stones that were out of place, instead of being built where it needs to be, they were in the rubbish. And now, instead of it being a spiritual stone for a spiritual purpose, now the stones are used as a barricade and as an obstruction, amen, to where the enemy can just slither like the serpent, just slither through the rubbish and sneak through the rubbish and all of a sudden attack the builders and cause the work to cease. Do y'all see that? The enemy loves it when your life is full of rubbish because it allows him to attack and you don't see him coming. He'll attack your home. He'll attack your children. He'll attack our church. And we won't even see it coming. We'll think, where did that come from? How is it that RBT spiritually in our temperature is in the shape we're in? Maybe it's because there's so much rubbish that's been tolerated and allowed to where the enemy is just slithering through and using our own rubbish in our own life to get close to our spiritual work, and an attack is made. And the work, what did it say there in that verse? Cease. Causing the work to cease. RBT, I mean, we're all here. All of us here, as far as I know, we're all here. Visitors. Ain't no visitors here that I know of. If you're here and I'm overlooking you, I'm sorry. But if you think for a second that RBT will continue on its present course of condition and the work not cease, you're crazy. And I'm not going to ask if you agree with that, because I don't really care if you do or not, because I'm telling you that is a fact, friend. I told Brother Craig, standing right up there before he led the first song, I said, I don't know of one area of this church that decline is not describing it. I know we've got a bunch sick, and I've had more than my share of it myself. And I wouldn't wish what I had on my worst enemy. Are you listening? Well, I would wish it on the devil. I mean, I wouldn't care if he had what I had. But I'm telling you, friend, the devil is moving and using the rubbish that is spread abroad in this church to sneak in and slither around and get close and make a sudden attack on this church, and the work will cease. That's what the enemy said. You think that same thing would have been said if there wouldn't have been much rubbish? The enemy wouldn't have nothing to hide behind. The enemy wouldn't have no way of using that. The enemy cannot use the stones. God and God's people uses the stones. The devil uses rubbish. And the more of that we have in our life, the more activity and the easier it's going to be for the devil to move and operate and kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. The more rubbish you have in your home, the more rubbish, parents, that you have in your life, young people, the more rubbish you have in your life only serves as an opportunity for the devil to sneak in and launch an attack. Just like a snake, buddy. Amen. God help us. I hope the Lord speaks to us with it. I know He's trying to. But your flesh does not like the preaching that is being done about rubbish. I guarantee you that's right. The enemy uses your rubbish, but God uses your revived stones. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet.